Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Our underrated series where we highlight who we feel is the most underrated player for the Ole Miss Rebels in terms of national attention, maybe not inside of the fan base, because the Ole Miss fans truly understand the player that I'm going to be talking about, why he is such a difference maker and why he is so good. But we're going to have some film to show you. But before we get into who the player is, we're going to go with some of the options. You know, we could have went in many different directions here. But when you have so much talk about that defense and you have so much talk about those players that were brought in, whether it's Walter Nolan, whether it's Chris Paul, whether it's Trey Amos, at all the various levels of the defense, Ole Miss got better. Then you had guys come back that I strongly considered putting in as the most underrated player, like J.J. Pegues, like Jared Ivey, who have been there, and maybe because of the excitement of the new guys, maybe people just not talking as much about them nationally. Trey Harris, I think, is going to win the Biletnikoff Award. I've already said that. I think he's going to win the Biletnikoff Award and be the best receiver in the entire country, and he's getting plenty of preseason hype. Caden Priest Korn is a guy that I think is on everybody's Mackey Award watch list. Of course, we know what Jackson Dart can do. I thought about maybe saying Ulysses Bentley is being overlooked with Quinshon Judkins leaving and going to Ohio State. However, the player that I kept coming back to, and I polled some Ole Miss fan bases on social media and things of that nature, and Jordan Watkins is the name that I kept coming back to. He's a guy that he transferred in from Louisville after his first two seasons, but now he's spent 2 years in Oxford, and he's just been productive, more and more productive. He's a guy, he returns punts for the Rebels. He had 400-something receiving yards a couple years ago, over 700 yards this past season. And as I went and studied tape and watched tape, I just saw Jordan Watkins do more and more things that show how much Lane Kiffin trusts him, how much there's a good rapport there of him understanding what Lane Kiffin wants to do, how to accomplish it. So not only is Jordan Watkins a dynamic playmaker, a guy who I feel is an underrated playmaker, it seems like he's got easy athleticism at times. It's almost sneaks up on you in different ways, but also he's a cerebral assassin, guys. He understands coverages. He understands what defenses are trying to do to Ole Miss, and then he's able to use that against them when they don't execute, and Ole Miss is able to really, really have an explosive offense because of things like that. Now, we know that with Quinshon Judkins going to Ohio State, yes, we know that Ole Miss brought in Logan Diggs to try to give us still a 1-2 punch there with Ulysses Bentley, but when you look at all these weapons, and with Juice Wells coming in from South Carolina, so you got Trey Harris, Caden Prescore, and Juice Wells, you know, and Jordan Watkins here for Jackson Dart to throw the ball to. Not forget, you know, Deion Smith comes in from the JUCO ranks after he had started his career at LSU. Then you have Marquise Willis, who's also a community college guy that's coming in. So they've got plenty of weapons. Aiden Williams, who we haven't even mentioned yet. So they've got plenty of weapons to throw the football to. I think you're going to see a little bit more of an aerial attack with Jackson Dart being so experienced, and just because they can, they'll throw it around a little bit more. At the heart of it, Lane Kiffin wants to run the football and be explosive in that run game for sure.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But I just think Jordan Watkins is a guy who's not getting enough love nationally, especially with all the excitement, like I said, on some of the new additions on the other side of the ball. And then Trey Harris and Caden Prescorn being on these preseason watch lists. So we're going to have some film here for you where we break down what Jordan Watkins brings to this Ole Miss team. So we hope that you will enjoy that. But first, guys, please take a look at our friends, MyBookie. We have a promo code for you. If you use SECU, you can go to mybookie.ag, and any bets that you want to place, anything that you want to get involved with March Madness right around the corner, all that kind of stuff, you can use our promo code SECU and get a 50% deposit bonus on your initial deposit up to $1,000, guys. If you're still on the hunt for yourself a sports book to call home, then bet on the nonstop action that March Madness will bring with MyBookie. Enter bracket contests and win up to $25,000 on certain contests. They also have straight up bets, prop bets, odd boost, everything that you could be looking for. Sign up now, mybookie.ag, and take advantage of the generous welcome offer. As we said, 50% deposit bonus on up to $1,000 by using the promo code SECU. What's the best part about MyBookie? You can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. They have a mobile-friendly website. Use promo code SECU to secure your limited-time welcome bonus today. MyBookie.ag. All right, guys. So without further ado, let's get into this film session here on Jordan Watkins and what makes him so good and so dangerous for Ole Miss, and in my opinion, the most underrated player for Ole Miss. And remember, I don't even put any of the punt returns in here. The guy is dangerous in the kicking game as well for Ole Miss. So just added on top of this film room. Enjoy this, and we'll be right back after to wrap it up for you. One thing that makes Jordan Watkins a really good player is that he's smart. He's been around a long time, so he's seen a lot of different coverages. He knows a lot of different things. Right here, we're going to see a concept against Mercer, and let's go ahead and highlight where Jordan's going to be right here. So we're going to see a concept between these two guys where it's going to be a scissors concept, and you're going to have some type of cover six over here where it's quarters coverage right here, and you're going to have kind of cover two or maybe cover four. It's either some type of quarters or a combo of cover two and cover four for cover six. Hard to really tell unless you know Mercer's calls in this situation. But what you're going to see is definitely it starts off too high. It ends up being some type of combo coverage, and you're going to see right here, let's change a different color for Ole Miss here. Let's do the baby blue. You're going to see this receiver right here push at the leverage of the corner, step on his toes, and break to the post. And then we'll have right here the intelligence of Jordan Watkins to know, okay, my man right here is taking this corner outside, and he's using that his stem to leverage him outside. So he's going to take him out of the picture as he bails. I'm going to go inside with my leverage and then break this out into the void. But it's going to be a combo between a scissors and a sail concept right here. So it's going to be an easy read for Jackson Dart. Let's watch him go through this right here. You see that first receiver stepping on the toes of that corner. Boom, there's the open window. Jordan Watkins catches. Nice gain. Guys, this is why Lane Kiffin is so good. Okay, do you remember this formation against Mercer where we just talked about, okay, they had a quarters coverage here where they're going to have guy come up. He's going to end up playing over top. Whether it could be they're matching routes. It could be pattern match. Cover four, it could be cover two. They're going to have a deep safety here and then a guy right here. So it could be a combo coverage. It could be quarters. We don't know exactly what LSU is doing in terms of the call, because guess what? LSU didn't know what they were doing in terms of the call most of the time last year. They were absolutely abysmal on defense last year, but that doesn't change that what we saw from Ole Miss against Mercer was we saw this guy use outside leverage and break to a post, and we saw Jordan Watkins use inside leverage and break out. Okay, well, what Ole Miss is going to do this time is what makes Lane Kiffin so good is he'll use those kind of things that people have already seen against them. Use their tape study, use their eyes against them. And now what he's going to do is he's going to have this guy stem out, but he's going to sit it down. And now he's going to stem in and then break across his face and it's going to be a big play right down the middle for a touchdown for Jordan Watkins. So let's watch this right here. Beautiful job of how they run the routes, and that's what makes Jordan Watkins so good in this system for Lane Kiffin, is he understands what Lane is trying to accomplish. He understands what Lane is setting people up with, not only within games, but from game to game. So here we go. On the outside receiver, you're going to see Jordan Watkins stem inside. He breaks it into that void, and then that's just using speed to be able to make a huge play for Ole Miss. All right, once again, we're going to see Jordan Watkins use the leverage of a defender against him, understand coverage, know what's going on. And in fact, we're going to end up seeing that same concept that we've already seen in the Mercer game and then a variation off of it in the LSU game. We're going to see a little bit of eye candy here to get this stack where Jordan Watkins will end up being inside of this receiver, and we'll see outside leverage post. We'll see him, Jordan Watkins, come up the field, use the leverage of this guy against him, and break it out. And know two things. He's getting to the sticks, and he's making a tough catch, a contested catch, getting his feet down. So great job by Jordan Watkins here. Let's watch it as we see another way for Lane Kiffin to get to the same concept. Really the third different way we've seen the same concept utilize a different formation, now a little bit of eye candy. So let's watch this from Ole Miss. We're going to see some run action in the backfield, but you see Watkins uses that guy's leverage against him and makes a tough catch. Let's bring it back one more time and watch it. Here we go. Eye candy in here. You can see him. They switched. He's got inside leverage, a little bit of a push, catches, great catch. So Jordan Watkins does a little bit of everything. He can do it in the intermediate game. He can be explosive deep. He understands those coverages. He understands how to get himself open, and he just catches the football, guys. He's a guy who's been productive. He's a guy who's a leader for Ole Miss, and him returning his fifth year in college football, his third year there in Oxford, is huge for this team. I think from a leadership standpoint, they've got lots of guys like that. I think Watkins on the offensive side, who really has been a part of that culture that Lane Kiffin's building there. And then you got Pegues and Ivy on the defensive side. I think you got lots of a great mix of old and new, and it's clear to see why with the 12-team playoff coming into focus this year, why Ole Miss is a college football playoff caliber team. They're a team that has the ability, I believe, to play with anyone in the country this year, and it's going to be exciting to watch Lane Kiffin's squad get after it. So, guys, we appreciate you tuning in to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. I'm Blaine Gilmer. You can follow me using at BGilmer18 on X. You can follow us here on the channel also by hitting that subscribe button. It's absolutely free on any social media platforms using at SEC Unfiltered. Also, the website has lots of SEC coverage, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, secunfiltered.com. So check us out, guys. We greatly appreciate it. And we will be covering more Ole Miss football, more SEC football, and everything college football right here on the best SEC entity on the internet, SEC Unfiltered. God bless you, and we'll catch you guys next time.